I love his spirit. I love the way he just desires to know about God, and he's a God chaser. You know, everything that surrounds this man is about prayer. He tells me, when I wanted this, I prayed and God gave it to me. Amen. I want to hook up with people who can direct me to God. Amen. And so you guys are so blessed to have Pastor David Kamau all the way from Kenya. He has come. He's been in the States for several weeks. And I know that you're going to be blessed, amen, even as he ministers to us. Can we make him welcome even to this microphone? Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, Pastor. Praise the Lord.
Nawasalimu kwa jina la Yesu.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus.
Majina ni vile mmesikia ni Pastor David Kamau.
My names are David Kamau.
Kutoka Afrika.
And I come from Africa.
Ninampenda Bwana.
I love the Lord.
Na Yesu ni Bwana.
And the Lord is good.
Ninamtumikia.
And I serve him.
Napenda mtumishi wa Mungu huyo.
I love the servant of the Lord.
Aliyenikaribisha kwao.
That he welcomed me in their home.
Na mke wake.
And his wife.
Na ninashukuru Bwana.
And I'm thankful to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bwana Yesu apewe sifa.
May the Lord be praised.
Nimeko hapa katika niko hapa kama miezi miwili sasa.
I've been here about 2 months now.
Na nimebakisha kama siku nane.
And I have 8 days to go.
Nirudi nchi yetu ya Kenya.
So that I can go back to the Republic of Kenya.
Nashukuru Bwana kwa sababu nimekuwa na wakati mzuri.
And I thank God because he has been with me.
Wakati niko hapa Amerika.
When I've been here in the States.
Nilialikwa kwa mkutano wa conference.
I was invited in a conference.
Nilikuwa mimi I was the guest speaker.
Yes, I was the guest speaker.
Na sasa nikamaliza.
And I completed my assignment.
Na nilisema ya kwamba nitatembea kidogo nijione.
And I said I'm going to visit here and there so that I can see the nation.
Bado najionea.
And I'm still seeing great things.
Amen.
Amen.
Mnanipenda?
Do you love me?
Amen.
Amen.
Napenda naweza kuongea lugha zote.
I can talk every language.
Lakini sasa nataka kuongea kidogo ya Afrika.
But now I want to talk a little bit about Africa.
Kikuyu sijui sana.
I don't know
Kikuyu.
I don't know how to speak in Kikuyu.
Siwezi kucommunicate sana na lugha ya kwetu.
I cannot really communicate so much with
our language. Kwa sababu nimekaa Mombasa.
Because I've lived in Mombasa.
One of the second city in Kenya.
The second largest city in Kenya.
Na nimekaa about 21 years.
And I've been there 21 years.
Na kwa sababu ya kukaa sana kule, Kiswahili ninapenda sana.
And because of being in Mombasa, I love Swahili.
Na ninapenda hata kuongea sana Kiswahili wakati niko katika nchi za Afrika.
And I love speaking Swahili when I'm in the Eastern African region.
Lakini wakati nimekuja nchi za Europa.
But when I come to Europe and America.
Ninatumia Kiingereza.
I use English.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you honor and glory this very morning as we continue our dear Heavenly Father to hear from you, King of Glory. I do commit myself unto you. May you, Father, allow me to communicate to your people this very morning.
Yes.
Allow me, Heavenly Father, to do your work. And my Father, Jehovah, King Almighty, I may meet the point of their needs, King of Glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, guide me, teach me, and train me. And even guide me this very morning as I communicate it to your people. I do commit everything unto your holy hands, Lord.
Yes.
And my Father, I know, my Father, that you are going to direct me unto the point of their needs, King of Glory. I surround this house with the blood of Jesus. I pray, Lord, may you come down and direct me. Heavenly Father, I feel to humble and to honor your name this very morning.
Yes.
Be with us, O Master. This is your people. And I am your servant. Allow me, Father, because I have been given this an opportunity to communicate to your people.
Yes.
Talk to me, Father. Use me the way you want.
Yes.
I don't know them, but you know them, my Father. This is your people. This is your church. And I pray, Lord, that you are going to guide me through your Holy Spirit. And my Father, the end of the service, we shall say, surely the Lord was in our midst. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. I honor you and I bless you.
Amen.
And it is in Jesus' name I do pray and believe. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
This morning, I want you to go hurry in the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, chapter 27. First Samuel chapter 27, I'm going to read there, verse 1 up to verse 4. First Samuel chapter 27, from verse 1 up to 4. And I read, "But David thought to himself, one of this day, are we together? David said to David, but David thought to himself, one of these days I shall be destroyed by the hand of Saul. The best thing I can do is to escape to the land of Philistine. Then Saul will give up searching for me anywhere in Israel, and I will slip out of his hands." Verse 2, "So David and the 600 men with him left and went over to Achish, son of Maok, king of Gath. 3. David and his men settled in Gath with Achish. Each man had his family with him, and David had his two wives, Ahinom of Jezreel and Abigail of Carmel, the widow of Nabal." The last one, verse 4. "When Saul was told that David had fled to Gath, he no longer searched for him." Proverbs 16, verse 7, say, "When the Lord take pressure in any one way, he causes their enemy to make peace with them." Hallelujah. This is the story we know very well about David. And we know that David was chased by King Saul for a long time. And for those long time, many years, he was chased by King Saul. One day, he came to his thought and said, "I think the best thing I can do..." Can you help me with that microphone? "I think the best thing I can do..." Thank you, Pastor. "I think..." One, two. "I think the best way what I can do is just only to escape to the land of Philistine." Hallelujah. "The best thing I can do is to escape to the land of Philistine." And he thought that maybe it might happen that Saul will give up searching for him. And it happened. Is it true? And the Bible says, "When man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemy to have peace with him." So, this is teaching us today that in the life of David, it was up and down by the time he was chased by Saul. He was very much disturbed. He faced many challenges. And his life, because was full of challenge. That's why he came to this sense. And he said, "One of these days, I might follow in the heart of Saul. The best thing I can do is to escape." And the decision he made is this. He made a decision to escape to the land of Philistine. And you know and you can remember, Goliath is from the Philistine. Are we together? But these two men, King Saul is from the house of Benjamin. King David, he was not yet a king. David is from the Judah. They were two brothers. They were from the same source. But these two people, they were anointed. But one has already rebelled against the master. Who was that? King Saul. But David continued to praise the Lord. David continued to obey the Lord. But Saul, already he has rebelled against the will of God. So already he was rejected. Hallelujah. And when the time came for David to decide this decision, one thing I discover here is this. The enemy of David was King Saul. The enemy of his enemy were priests. Are you together? The enemy of David's enemy is priests. But David, because he praises the Lord, there is no enmity there. You get the point? The enemy of David's enemy is priests. And that's why the Bible says, I will be the enemy of your enemy. You get that one? That's Exodus chapter 23, verse 22. If you obey me and follow me, I will become the enemy of your enemy. Our enemy is the devil. Our enemy, your enemy, is the devil. If the Lord say, I will be the enemy of your enemy. Devil, God is the enemy of our enemy. God is the enemy of the devil. And the enemy of our enemy. Hallelujah. Is God. The enemy of our enemy is God. Are you able to connect that one? The enemy of our enemy is God. Because our enemy is devil. And the enemy of our enemy is God. So the Bible says, I will be the enemy of your enemy. If our way pleases the Lord, if we live according to the will of God, God will make our enemy not to harm you, not to destroy you, because the Lord will fight for you. Hallelujah. And that's why David escaped in the land of Philistine, because Philistine, in this time, they cannot fight David. Because David praises the Lord. Hello. By this time, there is no account in the heavenly realms. Because already David has praised the Lord. Already that's why God changed this thing. And when the Saul tried to chase David, David knew one thing. If I go deep, the first thing the soul can do is to chase me. And when he found that I have gone very far, very deep. You know, there is so many people then, and in Kenya, I have seen pickpocket. They pick a phone. And people say, who you chase that guy, chase that guy, chase. And the guy ran. The moment he entered to the police station. Can you follow that guy? No. You must know how to go deep in the Lord. Hello.
We Christian, we must know how to go deep in the Lord. We must know God more better. We must know how to go in deep in the Lord. Because when the devil is chasing you, to cause the devil to give up, the Bible is saying, and when Saul heard that,
are you together?
Verse 4, it says, when Saul was told that David had fled to Gath, he no longer searched for him. Why? He no longer searched for him. He gave up. Is it true? Why? One thing, take this point. He knew one thing. To follow David, he must attack the Philistine. Do you get the point? To follow David or to catch David, first of all, you must enter the gate of Philistine and you must deal with the Philistine first. When you go deep in the Lord, you might cause devil to give up, to bother you, to trouble you, to touch some of your area. You know, sometimes we ourselves, we might blame devil so much, we might blame so many things and make things, so many things, think that the things can change overnight, and it cannot change. But one thing I can give you the point. This can work in your life. This really work. And I believe it can work in your life. I preach to you my life. This message. Hello. If you go deep in the Lord, the devil has nothing to do with you. Even if you might see devil in some area, it can be for a very little percent in your life. Because you are in the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 107, verse 23 and 24, those who go down to the deep sea, those who do business, those merchant do business to the deep sea, they sow the work of God and they know what God can do. Why? They go deep. Hello. They run to go deep in the Lord. If we commit ourselves, other went to sea in ship, conducting trade on the worst water. They saw the Lord's work, his wonderful work in the deep, in the deep. Hello! Put your hands together for the Lord. So we must run to go to the deep. My brother, my sister, what stops you to go deep? What is the hindrance? If there is the people who have a very good chance to serve the Lord, to devote in the Lord, is you. Touch your neighbor and tell the neighbor, neighbor, do you know one thing? You have a very good chance to go deep in the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord. Tell your neighbor, today, wake up. Do something. Go deep in the Lord. Serve the Lord. You have a very good chance to serve the Lord. Amen. Brother and sisters, if there is the people who can serve the Lord, if there is so many the people who can devote themselves in the Lord, it's you. Me is from Africa. How do you think? And how do you think I can pray and see God? To find God, I have to struggle. To see the face of God, I have to struggle. Hello. We are Africa to see God. It's not easy. We labor very much in order to see the face of God. Because first of all, I have to deal with these problems. Hello? Wakati naanza maombi, when I started to pray, because I want to go deep, I have to take a long time before I fry. Oh Lord, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, you are a good God. You are a powerful God. I love you so much. But Lord, remember one thing. Our road is not good. Lord, there is potihoro in the Lord. If I call 99, it took 4 hours and they tell me, no gas. Oh Lord, hear me. Oh, thieves are all over the world. Oh Father, remember me. I bind these people who are stealing. I bind this corruption. I bind this tribalism. Hunger. And on top of that, oh Father, oh remember Hague. We have case in Hague. Benisuda, oh Father, deal with her. Oh Father. And on top of that, when I want to fry, I was reminded. Jubilee is biting which? Cord. Cord is biting Jubilee. Oh Lord! Before I fry, before I enter heavenly realms in prayer, I have to mention those things. You guy, wake up. It is only just to thank you, Jesus, and fry. Touch your neighbor, my dear. Neighbor, let's serve the Lord. Let's wake up. Oh, my God. I wish you can understand what I say, my brother. I wish you can understand what I say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You have a very good chance to go deep in the Lord. To obey the Lord. Because the more you obey the Lord like a David. The Bible says, because you obey the Lord. And you are very much devoted in the Lord. For that reason, I will crush the devil under your feet. Just listen, my brother. Romans 19 verse 20. I will crush the devil because of your obedience to the Lord. I will crush the devil under your feet. And it is you and me once we obey the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why David came to his tent and said, I might fall before the Saul, and the Saul might destroy me. That's why he decided to escape. And the Lord saved this man. Amen. Because he decided to go deep in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Our day is almost. What we need to do is just only to commit ourselves to the Lord and to obey the Lord and to commit everything. You have a very good chance, my brother and sister. God has called you. God has brought you here for a purpose. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Amen.
serve the Lord. He's good God. It's not far. My life is full of testimony. Hallelujah. Whatever I do, wherever I go, I see the hand of God. What I know and what I can tell you is through my experience. Go deep in the Lord. Go deep in the, commit yourself in the Lord. Come church very early. Let things do not hinder you from loving the God. You come here to worship the Lord. Come early, commit yourself to the Lord. Worship the Lord, the living God. Amen. In Kenya, I normally go to the church at around 6. 6. Hallelujah. 6, I must be in the church with the 20 people lying down on the floor, crying to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it is written and it is scripture, rich, fast, before Pharaoh reached the water. Reach fast. If you want to defeat the enemy, hallelujah, know even how to devote yourself and reach fast the battle line. You will experience a lot of victory in your life. Hallelujah. If you want to experience God in your life, if you want to see God in your life, go deep and devote yourself. David decided, I will go in the land of Israel. Hallelujah. And because he praises the Lord changed things. And Saul was no longer looking for David. Why? The way of David always praise the Lord. By praising the Lord is the way that you commit yourself to the Lord. It's the way that you devote yourself, giving your time, knowing one thing. If God is talking about a tithe, even you must offer the tithe of your hour. Hallelujah. Not only money, even your time. God's require something in order to fight for you. God's require something. And you are the candidate of victory. You are the candidate of blessing. Because already it's a part of our promise. If we continue to commit ourselves in the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It is our high time. Brethren. Brethren. I urge you. Commit yourself in the Lord. Devote yourself in the Lord. Give yourself fully in the Lord. This is my experience. This is what I have seen. Hallelujah. Bwana Yesu apewe sifa. Bwana Yesu apewe sifa. Just take the microphone. Bwana Yesu apewe sifa. Wapendwa wangu, ndugu zangu, nawasihi kwa jina la Yesu.
I urge you by the mercies of the Lord.
Nawasihi kwa jina la Yesu.
I urge you by the mercies of the Lord.
This is a chance. Ni nafasi mmeopewa.
This is an opportunity God has given us.
Nafasi mliopewa.
An opportunity God has given us.
Tumikieni Mungu.
Let us commit ourselves to the Lord.
Jipeaneni kwa Mungu.
Give yourselves to pour yourselves unto the Lord.
Hello?
Hello?
Remember what you tell God. Kumbuka vile ulimwambia Mungu ukija hapa.
Yeah, what did you tell God when you came to the States?
Remember.
Just come on, wind up. Remember yourself.
Kumbuka vile ulimwambia.
What did you tell him?
Mungu ukinisaidia?
When you help me, Lord,
nifike tu huko.
If I get there,
unisaidie Bwana.
Lord, may you help me.
Nisije nikasahau wewe.
So that I may not forget you.
Nijipeane kwako.
So that I may devote myself to you, Lord.
Na chochote nitakapofanya, Bwana uwe kipaumbele.
And whatever, Lord, I shall do, you shall be number one.
Hata nikipata mshahara.
Even when I get my pay.
Hata nikisikia mjengo.
Even when I hear people are building.
Wewe uwe kipaumbele.
You'll be my number one.
Usitishwe na fiber.
Yeah,
fiber.
Fiber. Don't be. What is fiber?
Rubber.
Oh, rubber.
Fiber and rubber.
Fiber and rubber. Nini yo?
Na vioo kidogo.
Oh, and some material. Yeah, material. You know, material things. Don't be. Don't be carried away
na
by material
iron
things.
Sheet. Yeah. Na iron sheet.
And mabati.
Yani iliyotengenezwa vizuri. Then combined.
I think you understand what he's telling you.
It's a rubber.
Isn't it rubber too?
Ni mipira tu. Mipira michache. Minne. Sijui minne.
It's like, oh, he's talking about
na
a car. Na
kioo kidogo hapo.
Oh, I now understand. He's talking about a car.
Na fiber.
No, na fiber. Body. You know, ni vitu plastic.
Design tu. Design.
Kitu
kimedefiniwa design.
I have pulled my aerials now. He's talking about that car that you really adore. You think that it is the most important. It is just rubber and some fiberglass. And some mirror. You know, on the side. Glass. Glass. And some material things yeah. You sit there with springs.
Mtu wa Mungu amuka, tumikia Mungu. Serve the Lord.
Hey, listen, you. You need to rise up and serve the Lord, my brothers and sisters. We got to.
Don't limit yourself.
Yeah.
Duke usijiweke ukuta. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll talk. Don't limit yourself.
Hiyo nitamalizia na Kikuyu.
That one I'll say in my language. Don't spoil your godliness because of little things. Don't forget the Lord who saved you, the one you know.
The etapa 17.
I have gone to 17 nations. And let me tell you, my friend. This earth cries out. Britain is crying out.
Canada nirarira.
Even Canada is crying out.
Todu nimareda agai.
Because they need the Lord.
South Africa nimararira.
South Africa is crying out to the Lord.
Dunia iko na kilio.
Yeah, the world is crying out.
Twahitaji Mungu apendwa.
We need God to rise up, my brethren.
Haria uri, mahali uko.
Where you are, my sister, my brother.
Inuera gai madhabahu.
You just raise up an altar to the Lord.
Generation.
An altar that will save you and save your children.
Edagai, mpende Mungu.
Love God,
kwa moyo wako wote.
With the whole of your heart.
Ishiishio.
Vio, you know, mirrors.
Fiber.
Fiberglass.
Iron sheet.
And just a body that has been bent here and there to look like something that is so nice. You cannot talk to people because you have that.
Let's humble ourselves, brother and sister.
Yeah, let us humble ourselves. Let us humble ourselves before the Lord.
Ni vizuri sana wapendwa.
It is so good, my brothers and sisters.
Do you know my brother, wewe uliyekuja hapa, my sister?
Do you know you that has come here in this country?
Sisi kupata Mungu.
For us to experience God,
tunatumia energy nyingi sana.
We use a lot of energy.
Umesikia yale mambo nimetajataja, ni sawa?
You know, you heard the things that I mentioned, yeah?
Ni sawa?
Do you hear those things? It is true.
Is it true?
Yes.
Ni kweli.
It is true. You know that.
Na kwetu kanisa ni gunia, magunia.
And you know our church is not, we don't even have walls like this. They are actually magunias, you know, sacks.
Mabati ni minyore.
You know, oh my goodness. The roof is like the Walmart Ujwala.
Hizo ndio makanisa ya kwetu.
Those are our churches.
Na tunamuona Mungu.
And we see God. So you can come even early in the morning and you can sleep here. Actually, it's like mattress. My shoe has never been polished. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Yeah? Have you ever thought about that? When was the last time you polished your shoe? We have, you know, even shoe shine. Have you ever done that? You don't even think about it. Oh my goodness. And you have been given this opportunity to worship the Lord. If Abraham, wherever he went, the first thing, he raised up an altar wherever he went.
The best and the good and the powerful altar.
Yeah, the best and the gorgeous altar
for Jehovah God.
For his Jehovah God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Murata wako wa mwadha na kuomba kwa jina la Yesu.
My friend in the Lord, I really plead with you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's come back to the Lord.
Let us come back to the house of the Lord. Let us go back to the house of the Lord. So that we can rectify our ways unto the Lord.
So that the Lord will see the way we are.
Amen.
Mungu akiona vile tumeinua madhabahu yake.
When the Lord sees how we have raised an altar for him, he will go with us.
Maandiko hii inasema hivi.
This Bible tells us this.
Daudi akiona vina.
David was in big trouble.
Akiona vina.
He was in deep trouble.
Akiwa leke guthiri ukure thushia. Onako ni thushia kwa toni akenetie Ngai akithie kuo.
But because he so pleased the Lord, he didn't mind even going through the Philistines. You know?
Na makemuhe hifadhi.
And the Philistines gave him favor because of the Lord.
Tathiyedhini wa mwadhani wone. Maudumashu wa goma, goma, goma. Guthiri goma.
You just go deep inside the Lord. You've been saying, oh, the devil here, the devil there. When you go deep inside the Lord, you'll not even be mentioning the devil. Because he's nowhere to be found.
Underline the word, Saul gave up.
Yeah, underline there in your Bible, Saul gave up.
Yeah.
He couldn't pursue him no more.
Why don't your enemy give up when he is chasing you?
Your enemy will also give up when he's pursuing you when you're God.
Again, you know,
we are the ones who cause the devil to keep on following us.
Yeah.
Because we're in the shallows.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you know, you might be walking and your feet are in the cabbages of the devil. He is seeing your feet somewhere. When he's looking for you, he is finding you in his territory.
Yeah,
the devil, then you energize the devil. He has hope over you. You know, there are things that you can do. Even the people who are your pursuers will give up. Yeah, let me finish quickly. So see, one day, I was a hunter when I was hunting there was a time when we were chasing this antelope. That antelope gets into the bush completely. Even the dogs, even me, we give up. Because this antelope has gotten into the bush. When you see somebody saying the devil here, devil, devil, devil.
Wait,
just be aware. Yeah, don't look at the devil. Don't blame the devil. Look at yourself first. Because what is this that he's following? What is this that he's looking at you? And is it that he can get you? What is he looking at? There's a way a woman can dress up, a young lady. Everybody is looking at her, you know. You know, they are looking at her. Wow.
You cause men to turn back.
Yeah, anyway, you are so dressed up. Everybody is looking at you. Yeah, the way you are dressed, everybody can be looking at you. Don't make the devil look at you. And there's a way you can dress up. There's nobody who can turn towards you.
Life will give you a hope.
You know, there are things that you can do and cause the devil to think that he has hope over you. Tuina hope. Yeah, we have hope, we have hope.
But the Bible says.
Sorrow
ake give up.
So Saul gave up.
Chasing David.
The enemy of David. He gave up.
Can we able to apply this life in our life?
Amen.
A brother and sister.
Amen.
This can work.
Yes.
Me, I don't think I don't bother about the devil.
Yeah.
Devil is a creator. He's a creator.
He was just created. Yeah, he was created.
Yeah, demons. Yeah,
demons were created too. They were created. The demons will not hinder me from progressing on.
Hallelujah.
When we commit our lives unto the Lord,
we commit, if you not, we get devoted.
When we give ourselves completely to the Lord, the devil will be looking at you, and this is what you'll be saying. That one, I cannot reach him. And he has cut a corner. I cannot even see him anymore. Yeah. He's just seeing dust.
Yes.
Yeah, he's seeing dust.
Not make it.
But sometimes the way we dress, the way you eat, the way you talk.
Those things
you are saying, oh devil, nini.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We must obey the Lord.
We must
apply the word of God.
Amen. We have to take this word and apply
it.
Some of these things work like this.
You cannot see that. Environment.
Yeah, you cannot just sit down and spoil the environment and the forest.
The nature already will fight back.
Yeah, nature fights back.
Yeah. Mm. Because already you destroy the forest, the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need even God to come and fight you.
Mm.
The nature itself, it will fight you back.
Mm.
Why? Because you don't use the word. You are foolish.
Mm.
Once we are wise in the word of God,
amen.
The talking of the devil will be very minimal. Mm.
The devil's testimony will be so little, minimal in our lives.
My life
is a testimony.
Reaching many countries, ni ushuhuda.
Even going to so many countries
I don't struggle. But one thing, I don't compromise.
Mm.
I don't allow the devil to come with his deception.
Mm.
I know my God.
Mm.
Hello?
Amen.
Know
your God well. Give yourself up to the Lord. My brother, you need to know this one thing. Even defeating the devil, you have to know the ways of doing it. You have to come to church early
first,
so that you can get to the battle line first. So that you can defeat the enemy. Even when David was fighting Goliath,
17:48, if you can put it there.
First Samuel 17:48. This is what the Bible says.
When the Philistine started forward to attack him,
mm-hmm.
David learned quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Battling first.
Mm-hmm.
He reached first the mm-hmm. battling.
Mm.
Hello. That is the method how to fight the enemy.
If you want to fight the enemy, you have to get to the battle line first.
You must know how to apply all the instructions.
Yes.
Even how to reach battle line first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 7, verse 14 and 15,
mm-hmm.
Moses, raka mapema.
Mm-hmm. He woke up early in the morning.
Kabla farao hajafika mtoni.
Yeah, before Pharaoh got into the Nile.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll be able to defeat the devil.
Yes.
Because you reach first.
Because you got there first.
Wakati kulikuwa na vita vya Al-Shabaab in Westgate. Nani alifika mwanzo?
Who got there first? When we had that Al-Shabaab fight, you know.
Who strike first in Kenya, Westgate?
Who got there first? If you read the newspaper.
Nani alifika? Al-Shabaab.
Al-Shabaab got there first.
They are the first to strike.
They were the first to strike.
They cause panic and havoc. Mm-hmm. Once you know that method, you are very smart in battle.
My goodness.
Smart in battle.
Yeah. Be smart, be battle smart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's where you can be able even to carry the day. Some of you do not have how to carry the day, even in your family. Hallelujah. We must devote ourselves in the Lord.
Yes.
We shall understand so many things related even about the battle, how we can even to defeat our enemy. Jinsi ya kushinda hata adui.
Even how to defeat the enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you sleeping? Okay, ningiwaje ukoma.
You came so late and you're still sleeping. Jamani.
You
around this time. Yeah. Or you can compensate when they came, you know, the time, you know, you can. He is asking whether you guys are already hungry.
You know. Oh, okay. Amen.
Amen.
Are you loving me?
Are you still loving me?
Kama unipenda sema amen.
If you still love me, say amen.
Kama unipendi sema amen.
If you still don't love me, say amen. It's still okay.
Oh, sir. Amen. I love you so much.
I love you.
The Lord is good to me.
Amen.
And I love this church.
Amen.
I love men and women. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you one thing.
Yes.
Let's devote ourselves in the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, let's give ourselves fully to serve the Lord.
Amen.
You have a very good time to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. You have the good time to stand with a man of God. Mm. You have a very good time to divide yourself, even to say, this week, tutakuwa na group wanarara kanisani, wanaomba, wanatafuta Mungu.
They are seeking the Lord. They are,
yeah,
you know,
you can divide yourself.
The face of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Is it true, Apendwa?
Can we do that?
Yeah,
we
can do that. No, mwigaya near groups.
You can divide yourself in groups. You know, and you come and stay. You sleep in the church praying.
Wakati nimefika hapa America,
when I came to America,
I remember one thing. Nimekumbuka jambo moja.
I just remembered one thing.
Mwezi wa June nilikuwa Israel.
In June, I was in Israel.
And I nilikuwa nikiomba in Mount Sinai.
And I was praying there on Mount
Sinai. Mahali Musa alipata.
When Moses got the commandments.
Nilifungwa na blanketi.
I was wrapped up in a blanket.
Ndio niweze kufika pale juu.
So that I could go to the top of the mountain.
Na nikapika pale.
And I got up there.
Tulikuwa watu 15.
We were 15 of us.
On the top of Mount Sinai.
On top of Sinai.
Tukaambiwa tuombe dakika 15 ndio tuteremke.
And we were told to pray for 15 minutes and
lakini
then come down.
Lakini mimi niliomba 1 hour.
But I prayed for 1 hour.
Wengine wakateremka mimi nikabaki pale.
But some of them went down but I stayed there for 1 hour.
Nikamwambia Mungu.
I told God.
Nimejitolea nikujue zaidi.
I have committed myself and dedicated myself to know you more.
Na kule Israel nimeenda nikasema mi haha no koroji sunya hetokagira gakinyaga.
And when I was walking in Israel I said maybe Jesus walked there, maybe his footsteps, and I would go there and step on that place.
Na nikienda mahali Yesu alitazama akalia alipotazama Yerusalemu.
And when I went to the place where Jesus beheld Jerusalem and he cried.
Nikaenda nikasimama nikafanya mikono namna hii.
I went there and lifted up my hands like this.
Na nikaanza kulia.
And I started crying.
Nilipiga magoti kwingi kwa manabii wote watu wale nilitembelea.
I was able to kneel down places where I went.
Lakini ya mwisho nilipoenda Mount Sinai pale juu.
But when I went to Mount Sinai.
Nikakaa mimi 1 hour.
I stayed there 1 hour.
Nikamulilia Mungu sana.
I cried out to God so much.
Nilikuwa nimejifunga na blanketi mbili.
And I was wrapped up in some blankets.
Nikamwambia Mungu.
I told the Lord.
Nimejitolea kwenda na wewe umefungua milango ya dunia.
I have dedicated myself now that you're going to open up the doors of this earth.
Na umefungua si yeye utafungua Mungu amenifungulia mimi tayari.
And the Lord has already opened up doors for me.
Kukanyanga mataifa yote.
You know, to step on every nation.
Sasa Mungu niambie.
So Lord, tell me.
Lakini Mungu alizungumzia mimi.
But the Lord spoke to me.
Nilisikia sauti.
I heard a voice.
Nilipokuja hapa nimesikia sauti.
When I came here, I heard a voice.
Na Mungu akanizungumzia.
And the Lord spoke to me.
Atanionyesha jambo.
And he showed me something.
Alinikumbusha maandiko iko katika First King.
And he showed me some scripture in First Kings.
Chapter number three. And allowed verse 4, about verse 4 or 5.
4 and 5 there.
Maybe I landed there if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
Inaosema ya kwamba na Solomon.
And Solomon.
Alipotaz akatafuta mahali palio na heshima.
And Solomon.
The most famous and important place.
And Solomon searched for a place that was of a noble use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Akatolea Mungu madhabahu pale.
And he raised up an altar in that place.
Nimetamani kufanya kitu duniani.
I am pleased to do something in the world.
Kabla niondoke dunia hii.
Before I leave this earth.
Kwa sababu nampenda daddy sana.
Because I love my daddy so much.
Na nimemjua kama dad, not God.
And I've known him as my dad, not just only God.
Maana watu wote wa America na Britain na Canada na wapi the corners of the world wanamjua Mungu.
Because everybody everywhere they know him as God.
Mimi namjua kama dad.
But I know him as well as dad.
Father.
My father.
Nimetamani tu.
I have loved to know my father.
Na kwa sababu amenipa nafasi ya kuomba.
And because he has given me an opportunity to pray.
Na amenizungumzia nikiwa hapa.
And he talked to me while here.
Kile nitamjengea.
What I will build up for him.
Ni madhabahu.
Is an altar.
Watchtower. I don't know whether sijui kama itakuwa Britain.
I don't know whether it will be in Britain.
Sijui kama itakuwa Canada.
I don't know whether it will be in Canada.
Sijui kama itakuwa America.
I don't know whether it will be in America.
Not a church.
It is not a church.
Watchtower.
But a watchtower.
Watchtower.
A watchtower.
Three shifts. Intercessor. They have to exchange three shifts. Eight hours. Day and night prayer. That is watchtower.
That's a watchtower.
Here on earth. Si mbinguni. Here on earth. Tamuinulia Mungu hiyo.
I'll raise up to the Lord that.
Shamba ni zake.
All the land is his.
Gold and silver ni zake.
All gold and silver is his.
Sasa mimi nataka tu. Jambo moja tu.
All I want.
Nimuinulie madhabahu.
So that I can erect an altar.
A kind of prayer camp.
Yeah, a prayer camp for him.
Where people can go retreat.
Yeah.
Prayer retreat.
So people can go for a
retreat.
And
when you reach there.
And when you get there.
I don't know whether it will be in Africa.
I don't know whether it will be in Africa. Kenya somewhere.
24 hours
praying and interceding to the Lord. Amen.
For the glory of the Lord.
All to the glory and honor of the
what
Lord.
Are you willing to do in the church?
What wewe unafanya nini kanisani?
Kanisa hii dogo nataka kufanya nini?
In this small church, what do you want to do?
Ulenda wewe uabudu, ulenda adu makore uabudu. Makinye umalikite kuabudu.
Yeah, you want to arrive when the worship has already taken place, you so that you can come and sit down? Is that what you want?
Sadaka na uneane?
You know, offering you can give.
Tithe na uneane?
Even tithe you can give.
Dwalira.
You can give somebody to, you know, you can give somebody
but
to take.
No ku worship.
But to worship the Lord.
Dineana go.
You cannot give somebody.
No, worship.
You have to come yourself and worship the Lord yourself.
Are you getting my brother?
Are you getting the point?
No uneane tithe.
You can give somebody to.
No uneane sadaka.
You can even give an offering.
No uneane whatever kind of whatever you can give. You should give no uneane.
Yeah, you can send
lakini
somebody to bring
worship
you
worship the Lord.
Lakini ibada worship.
Lazima wewe mwenyewe.
You must
present yourself in the worship.
Amen.
And you must know how to worship the living God.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Our God is God.
Yes.
And the master of master.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother and sisters, let's stand up.
Yeah, let's stand on our feet.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Think about that, my brother. Amen. It is our high time. Mm-hmm. You, man of God, may the Lord remind you one thing.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That we need God. Mm-hmm. Even if we become rich, even if we are very much advanced in technology,
yeah.
My brother, my sister, we need God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. One day I went in Israel, and I got a very good time to speak to those people. Mm-hmm. And I went to the one city, Haifa city, the best city, the beautiful city. And I stayed there for a few days. And I was thinking and I was meditating about that beautiful city in Israel, Haifa city. Very beautiful. But one thing, the Jews told me we need God.
Amen.
Even if we are advanced in technology, in everything, we need God.
Amen. Amen.
Brethren, God has brought you here for a purpose. Let's turn to the Lord and tell the Lord. May the Lord remember us today and forgive us.
Amen.
My brother, devote yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
Pray your part in the church that God has given you. Give what you can do for the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Serve the Lord. Come early in the church. Group yourself and make sure the fire of the altar do not cease. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men and women, don't forget. Mm. Don't forget this.
Thank you,
when you went in the embassy, you cry and you tell the Lord something. But now don't forget, my sister. Don't forget. Don't forget. Remember how many times you cry. Remember how many people. Many people come to me and tell me, Pastor David, pray for me. And I want them first. I want them first. Because my daddy cannot disappoint him. I told them, you'll get this visa. But I want them first. Hakuna mlango mimi huzuiriwa. No, hakuna
mlango. The Lord has given me favor when I pray, people receive their things.
Hakuna mlango mimi huzuiriwa.
There is no door that God cannot open when I pray.
Hata kwa embassy gani hakuna mlango mimi huzuiriwa.
Even in the embassy, no doors just open for me.
Lakini haya yote inafanya mimi nishuke chini.
But all those things make me to humble down before my Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bwana Yesu apewe sifa.
May the Lord be praised.
Lift up your hands.
Amen.
Remember one thing.
Amen.
Can you tell the Lord, remember me, Lord? Can you tell the Lord, I'm ready to reform? Can you tell the Lord, forgive me? Kama Bwana nilikuja nikadanganyika na mali ya hapa na utajiri wa hapa.
If I came out here and I was deceived by the things of America, Lord, remember me.
Bwana niso nisamehe.
Lord, forgive me.
Ambia Bwana kusamehe.
Tell the Lord to forgive you.
Ambia kwaza Bwana kusamehe. Inua mikono yako
fungua. Lift up your hands and ask the Lord to forgive you.
Akusamehe.
He is willing and able to forgive you.
Kumbuka wale umewaacha ndugu zako.
Remember those that you left, your brothers.
Uliwaacha Afrika.
You left them in Africa.
Uliwaacha popote ulitoka.
You left them wherever you left them.
Walijaribu hawakuja.
They tried, they have never gotten a visa.
Na angalia vile unamtumikia Mungu.
And look how your standard of
worship. Angalia masaa ile unakuja kwa Mungu.
Just see the time you come to the house.
Angalia ni siku gapi unakuja katika ibada.
How many days you come to the worship of the Lord?
Angalia vile unapeana sadaka yako kwa Mungu.
Just look how you give your offering and tithes to the Lord.
Angalia nyumba ya Mungu kama kile unatoa.
Look at the house of the Lord, whether you compare.
Angalia hata vile unapeana kwa Mungu.
Look at the way you give yourself to the Lord.
Wengine walikuja hapa.
Some of us came here.
Na mkapata kazi.
And you got a job.
Ona mshahara wa mbere ndo aneanire.
Even the first salary you never give out to the Lord. That's why we say there's trouble.
mshahara wako wa mbele haukupeana.
Even your first salary never gave up the first fruit to the Lord.
Mungu.
And you're blaming the Lord.
Ambia Bwana.
Tell the Lord.
Kama nitatengeneza njia zangu,
if I'll make my own way,
zikufurahishe,
if my ways will please you,
ili unipiganie kwa maandui,
so that you can fight for, you know, for me on to, you know, amongst my enemies,
nitakuwa hata mwaminifu kwa kupeana.
I will be faithful even in giving to the Lord.
Nitakuwa mwaminifu hata kwa kusimama mstari wa mbele.
I'll be faithful in getting to the battleground first.
Kutoa hii kanisa.
To give, to sacrifice for the work of the Lord.
Mahali mnalipa rent.
Even where you pay for rent.
Mpaka mahali mtakayenunua kiwanja.
Even where you'll build your building. Amen.
Are you agree with me?
Nakubaliana na mimi.
Wangapi wako tayari kutoa hii kanisa mahali hapa?
So how many of you are completely dedicated to getting this church out of this place?
Believing the man of God word.
Believing with the man of God, you know, to for this plan to work.
Wangapi wako tayari kutoa kwa Mungu?
How many of you are dedicated to giving to the Lord?
Na waone kanisa hili limetoka hapa.
And you see this building gets out of this place.
No.
No, I'm not calling you so that you can give certain amount of money. No. I want to pray for you.
Songa mbele hapa.
Come here on the front.
Nimebakiza dakika tatu.
I only have 3 minutes. Mbele. Come here.
Wale wanasikia watasimama mstari wa mbele kwa ajili ya kazi ya Mungu.
Those that believe they want to stand on the front line, just come over here.
Wengine wajitolee na maombi.
Some of you are going to commit yourselves in prayer.
Wengine wajitolee kwa chain prayer of fasting.
Some of you will commit yourself in chain prayer of, in fasting.
Na kutoka sasa.
And from this point,
moto wa nyumba hii hautapoa.
The fire of this house will not cease.
Waambie Bwana kutoka leo.
You tell the Lord from this point.
Kama hautakuwa ukienda kazi.
If I will not be going to work.
Kabla ibada ianze.
Before the service begins.
Nimeona ibada yenu ya saa 5.
I see your service begins at 11.
Saa 2 uwe hapa.
At 8 you need to be here.
Saa 2 ikukute hapa.
8 o'clock you'll be in the house of the Lord.
Ukimlala chini.
When you be falling flat interceding.
Ukimlilia Mungu.
The Lord. Calling upon the name of the Lord.
Ukiambia Mungu.
Telling the Lord.
Revive your altar.
Your altar.
Lift up your hands.
Lift up your hands.
Baba, katika jina la Yesu Kristo.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Ninaweka wapendo hawa mikononi mwako.
I commit this beloved to your hands.
Kwa ajili ya kuinua kazi yako.
For the sake of raising up your work.
Kwa ajili ya kuondoa hii kanisa.
For the sake of getting out of transplanting this church.
Na kuipeleka mahali pao penyewe.
And taking it to place where it deserves to be.
Shikaneni mikono.
Let us join our hands.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ninakushukuru kwa ajili utatenda.
I am thankful because you shall do it.
Wapendo hawa Mungu Baba.
This beloved O God.
Ninawainua mbele zako.
I lift them up to you.
Unanisikia siku zote.
You'll hear me all the time.
Na hata sasa Baba unasikia.
And even right now you are listening to me.
Kutoka leo watabadilisha kanisa hili.
From this point on, this church will change because of them.
Watajitolea kwa maombi.
They will give themselves to prayer.
Watajitolea kwa kupeana pesa zao.
They will commit themselves in giving to the Lord.
Baba ninaomba.
Father, I pray.
Uwakumbushe.
That you remind them.
Wasaidie kukumbuka.
You will help them to remember.
Wasaidie kukumbuka.
You help them to remember.
Naomba siku ya leo Mungu.
I pray, O Lord.
Uwainue Mungu.
That you will lift them up.
Ongezea mapato yao.
Father, increase their earnings.
Wapatie pesa.
Give them money.
Ili wakipeana za kutoa kanisa hili mahali hapa.
So that when they give towards the building project.
Mungu uwakumbuke.
Father, you will remember them.
Ninaomba wasipoteze chochote.
I pray that they will lose nothing.
Ila ninaomba umultiply their income.
Father, I pray that you shall multiply their income.
Kutoka siku ya leo.
Beginning today.
Wale watapeana Mungu.
Those that shall give.
Wale watasema mimi hata mshahara wa kwanza sikupeana.
those that would say, even first earnings I never gave to the Lord.
Kazi ile nilifanya ya kwanza si kupeana hiyo kwanza.
Even the I never gave my first fruits.
Wakipeana Mungu,
when they give, O Lord,
wasipoteze chochote.
They will not lose anything.
Wainue Mungu.
Raise them up, O Lord.
Wainue.
Lift them up, raise them up.
Inua watoto wao.
Raise their children up.
Inua maisha yao.
Raise their lives.
Inua mapato yao.
Raise their income.
Wapate nyumba hapa.
They, so that they can purchase a home.
Na ninazungumzia mchanga wa America.
And I speak to the land of America.
Wewe mchanga wa America.
You earth of America.
Ninakuamuru kwa jina la Yesu.
I command you in the name of Jesus.
Hawa hautawatapika.
This you shall not vomit.
Hawa mchanga wa America hautawatapika.
The land of America shall not vomit these ones.
Ira watapossess.
But they will possess the land.
Meko yana migoda.
They will have land.
Meko yana gari.
They will have motor vehicles.
Meko yana nyumba shiao.
They will have their own homes.
Na hakuna nyumba yoyote itachukuliwa ya hawa.
And there will not be any home that will be taken away from this.
Hakuna nyumba ya hawa itachukuliwa.
There is none of their homes that will be taken away.
Na hawa watu baba ninaomba katika jina la Yesu.
And these people, Lord, I commit them in the name of Jesus.
Kwa ajili ya kusimama mstari wa mbele.
Because of standing on the front, on the battle line.
Wakiomba na wakipigania kanisa hili Mungu liwe na mahali pake.
While praying and trusting God for the building project.
Na wakiombea mtumishi wa Mungu.
And praying for the man of God. Father, I pray that you shall remember.
Na watoto wao wakumbukwe.
And their children may be, they will be remembered.
Na afya yao nimeibariki.
And their health, I bless it.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Mapato yao ikumbukwe.
Their income, Lord, remember it.
Watokapo waingiapo wakumbukwe.
As they come in and go out, remember them.
Kazi yao nimeibariki.
Their work, I committed to you.
Maisha yao nimeibariki.
Their lives I commit to you.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Bwana uwakumbuke.
Father, we remember them.
Ninawainua mbele zako.
We lift them up before you.
Wabarikiwe kwa jambo lolote wafanyalo.
So that they will be blessed in all that they do.
Katika mji huu wako Mungu wetu.
In this city of Dallas, my Lord.
Bwana ninawabariki watu wako.
Father, I bless your people.
Ninabariki kanisa lako.
I bless your church.
Ninabariki madhabahu hii.
I bless this altar.
Ninabariki watumishi wako.
I bless your servants.
Wanaotumika chini ya mtumishi wako.
Those that serve under the man of God.
Ninaombea watu hawa.
I pray for them.
Wabarikiwe.
That they will be blessed.
Na Mungu wetu ufungue uso wako wauone.
And Lord, you shall open up your eyes so that you may see.
Asante Bwana.
Thank you, Lord.
Maana utawapigania.
Because you'll fight for them.
Adui zao.
Their enemies,
utapigana na wao.
You fight with them.
Bwana nakushukuru.
Father, I thank you.
Bwana ninakuinua.
Father, I lift you up.
Nimewanena baraka.
Father, I speak your blessing.
Na ninaamini Bwana Yesu.
And I trust you, O Lord.
Ya kwamba utazidi kuwainua.
But that you shall continue to raise them up.
Na wengine wataendelea kuhubiri injili.
And those among us them will preach the gospel.
Na Mungu wetu mfalme wa falme kanisa lako litaendelea.
And the Lord of Lords, your church shall continue.
Nimewabariki.
I bless them.
Na ninabariki anga yao.
And I bless their atmosphere.
Ninabariki anga yao.
I bless their atmosphere.
Vua ikashuke.
That rain will fall down.
Katika maisha yao.
In the name of Jesus, in their
na katika
lives.
Katika watoto wao.
And in the children's lives.
Tunaomba na kuamini.
Father, we pray and believe.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can we appreciate the Lord, please? Thank you so much. What a word. What a word.